In this bulletin, diplomatic talks intensify to try to end the fighting between Russia and Ukraine. Concerns about the cost of fuel in Australia. And in sport, Australia places sanctions on the Russian billionaire owner of the Chelsea Football Club. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Ukrainian and Russian officials are set to hold talks again after a missile struck a base near the Polish border, killing 35 people and injuring more than 100. A Ukraine negotiator says he's anticipating some results in the coming days. The federal government says it appreciates the cost of living pressures are high for Australians as consumers raise concern about petrol prices. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is attributing the jump in fuel costs to over $2 a litre on the Russian military's invasion of Ukraine and global pressures. Nationals MPs are calling on the government to cut the fuel excise to give motorists some relief at the bowser. Mr Morrison says any decision to ease pressure on rising petrol prices won't be made until federal budget night later this month.
There's always a lot of speculation before budgets, and so I will leave the government's decisions for budget to that night. That's what's important. But there are many pressures on cost of living, and that's why our tax cuts are so important.
The Defence Force says it's working closely with emergency services in the aftermath of the devastating floods, and it understands residents are hurting from the natural disaster. Communities in New South Wales and Queensland are working through the clean-up process in response to the serious floods in both states, which have claimed lives and destroyed homes. Major General David Tomei says a task force helping with flood recovery is made up of more than 7,000 people, and 9 helicopters are assisting out across 2 states.
In the north, in northern New South Wales, particularly in the Lismore government area, our heavy plant operators continue to clear the debris and restore access to services.
A group of former emergency services chiefs are pushing for the government to spend money on resilience and preparation after what they see as a lackluster flood response this year. The Emergency Leaders for Climate Action say although the federal government is recognising Australia as a dangerous place to live, they're accusing Scott Morrison of failing to be proactive during the floods. The campaigners, who are concerned the government is ignoring warning signs, argue the reliance on the Australian Defence Force in emergency situations is not sustainable. Former New South Wales Fire Commissioner Greg Mullins has told SBS News flood-affected communities are angry after one of the nation's biggest natural disasters.
They've been in shock. They've been numb. Now they're realising the enormity of the situation that they find themselves in, and they want action by the federal government. And the states and territories have been hit over and over again by bushfires, by floods, by COVID, now by this latest natural disaster, which is enormous.
Victorian casual workers will now be able to access paid sick leave as part of an almost $246 million state government trial scheme. The Australian First 2-year pilot program will offer casual and contract employees up to 5 days of sick or carer's pay per year at the national minimum wage. Workplace Safety Minister Ingrid Stitt says the rollout of this new leave system will help the economy.
We are targeting those industries that have the most insecure forms of employment and levels of employment. And that includes our restaurant industry, food services, hospitality, also security and cleaning. And that will be phase one. There'll be about 150,000 workers eligible to take part in the scheme. And we will look over the next 2-year trial period to what other industries we might be able to add.
Australia has placed sanctions on the Russian billionaire owner of the Chelsea Football Club following similar action by the British government. Roman Abramovich was disqualified from running the English Premier League club after the government imposed an asset freeze and travel ban. The oligarch is one of 7 wealthy Russians targeted by the UK government in another round of sanctions. Australia's latest round of sanctions also includes more than 30 Russian individuals. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, a partly cloudy day, 27 degrees. Adelaide, humid and partly cloudy and 32. A shower or two in Melbourne, 28. Hobart showers, 21. Canberra, partly cloudy, 23. Wollongong, a shower or two, 23 degrees. Sydney, a morning shower or two and 25. Newcastle, a few showers, 26. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 28. Cairns, showers and 30. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.